Financial analysts who cover Apple Computers say the firm is well on its way to selling 20 million iPods this year. Their iconic dangling white earphones seem ubiquitous. And where there is ubiquity, there is Brian Unger. Here is today's Unger Report.
The only thing spreading faster than fear of the avian flu is the Apple iPod pandemic. Seems everyone's a carrier. And with the unveiling of the new video iPod, people who before couldn't hear you now can't see you either, as they watch TV everywhere they shouldn't be, zombie-like, insulated from the real world until someone robs them of their beloved portable digital media device, or runs them over because they're crossing against the light during an episode of Lost. The fetishism and covetousness for this electronic deity has led to mass iPodetry, as more and more people become devotees. Apple had its best performing quarter in its corporate history, selling 6.5 million iPods, but where does Apple go from here after the iPod Nano? So small, so thin, it's practically a nicotine patch. Here are a few guesses. For toddlers, iPotty training would start around 18 months. The iPotty would be a sleek, sculptural white toilet seat. After a child successfully downloads, he or she would be rewarded with a medley from Scooby-Doo.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you?
But Apple could then make its iPod even smaller and target even younger demos. Look for Apple to next roll out the iPod in utero, or iWomb, for the only market yet to be targeted for iPods, the unborn. During amniocentesis, an OBGYN, or Jobs GYN as they will come to be known, will extract amniotic fluid, then inject a microscopic iPod into the placenta. Parents can get started on what researchers already know to be true. The maternal womb is an optimal, stimulating, interactive environment for human development. The iWomb would enable a fetus to shuffle a playlist of 500 songs or podcast Andy Rooney.
How in the world did we ever allow the power companies and the telephone companies to disfigure our landscape with their tangle of wires displayed on 50-foot-tall poles?
From cradle to grave, that seems to be Apple's strategy. Can it succeed? Well, in my 2:30 a.m. ritual, I stumbled half asleep to the bathroom, semi-conscious.
In the wee small hours of the morning,
I peered through the small window that frames a horizon of rooftops and streetlights, near total darkness, but for a few orange hazed streaks of light and a single, brilliantly colorful billboard with an alluring, silhouetted dancing girl holding an iPod.
You lie awake and think about the girl.
I fell back into bed, the dancing girl implanted into my subconscious. Then, I awoke to file this story. Steven Jobs' plan is working. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.